Over 100 million American adults live with chronic pain, more than cancer, diabetes, and heart disease combined. It's a significant public health problem. In the 19th century, scientists discovered that opiates, such as morphine, could relieve pain. Opiates, however, are associated with many adverse side effects and carry the risk of addiction. Enter the lowly cone snail. There are more than 3,200 species of marine predatory gastropods assigned to the genus Conus. You may recognize some of them from their beautiful shells, ranging from thimble to palm-sized, colored in artful speckles and zigzags of brown and white. They're prized by shell collectors. Cone snails live primarily in warm tropical and subtropical seas. Scientists became interested in cone snails as potential pharmaceutical agents because of the way they capture their prey, which is right out of a science fiction movie. Like archers, snails launch a venomous harpoon, a miniature hypodermic needle filled with poison, instantly immobilizing or killing their prey. To most, not a very snail-like thing to do. The venom contains conotoxins, some of which are mild central nervous system neurotoxins that cause mild numbness, but some can actually kill a human. So if you're ever on a tropical vacation and see a cone snail, by all means admire its beauty from afar, but don't pick it up. Instead, leave the snail wrangling to people like Dr. Baldomero Toto Oliveira. As a child in the Philippines, Toto witnessed cone snails bringing down large fish, and he wondered what exactly made it such a potent toxin. He decided to devote his entire career to finding out. With his team, Toto was the first to isolate a powerful analgesic compound from the magician's cone snail. It is non-addictive, does not cause tolerance, has few side effects, and amazingly, is 100,000 times more powerful than morphine. Marketed under the name Prialt, it was approved in 2004 by the Food and Drug Administration for the treatment of severe pain. It must be administered by a spinal pump, but oral formulations are in the works. These clinical human trials will, if successful, be the biggest leap forward in pain management since the 19th century discovery of morphine. That's joyous news to the 47% of American adults who suffer from chronic pain. However, as fast as we're learning about the cone snails and other plants, animals, and microbes whose beneficial compounds are yet to be discovered, they're being lost because of pollution, overfishing, habitat loss, and climate change. To protect cone snails, biologists are asking nations in tropical zones to take new steps to monitor the shell trade and to protect reefs. Tropical oceans are places of obvious beauty and home to thousands of creatures, including the cone snails. If for no other reason, we would do well to conserve their biodiversity and health to protect the largest pharmacopoeia in nature and one that could save us from a world of hurt. To learn about the cone snail's pain-killing powers and see a magician's cone snail harpoon a fish, visit aqua.org/abluview. This is John Racanelli of the National Aquarium for WYPR, your NPR news station.